Judah Band and Sierra Cantrell with Bless His Name. Good morning. Welcome to the Wade Hampton Show. Coming up at the top of the hour, Pastor Christopher Manuel and Restoring Faith Broadcast. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Restoring Faith Broadcast, and I am Dr. Christopher Manuel, pastor of the Smyrna, Maranatha, and Natchitoches First Seventh-day Adventist Churches here in Alexandria and Natchitoches, Louisiana. We desire to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world in the final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to stand with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, as we stand, we ask that you may please sustain in our body. And Lord, let what I say be that only what you say.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, what has been shared, let it be shared from your heart.
Yes, God.
From your word alone.
Thank you.
And Lord, we pray that we'll find good soil.
Please, Lord.
And that within our hearts, our mind, God, to see the truth of your word.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we'll be planted. And God, I pray for the grace, the mercy to hold the truth.
Yes, Lord, bless him.
Lord, even if it shakes us to hold that truth.
Bless you.
Even if it may disturb us to hold that.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God, Dr. Manuel, for the opportunity.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Come in. Break bread for a little bit.
God bless you.
As a word from the Lord.
Amen.
I took the theme, and glory to God. I wanted to go somewhere else. You know how we are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know how we are. But sometimes it's easy to just go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured y'all have been praying, and
all right,
y'all came up with the scripture.
Amen.
And I just believe the Holy Spirit gave you the thing.
Come on. Come on.
I just believe that.
Amen.
And I just believe that if the Holy Spirit gave it to you,
mm-hmm.
then he will give it to me.
All right. All right.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And I looked at it and I read it. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that's what I said.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I got it right here. Right here.
Yes,
okay. Right here.
Right here. Yes.
The struggle is real.
Yes, sir.
It is still real.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one word for you. It's not in the book.
Mm-hmm.
No, two words. It's not in the book. Go vote.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
We can let church out.
Yeah.
We can let church out. Go vote.
Go vote. Yeah.
It's real now.
It's real. Now, I hope that that we are paying attention today.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that in all sincerity,
mm-hmm.
that we are paying attention.
Yeah.
The enemy is brazen.
Mm-hmm.
Like never before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it's time out for talking. Mm-hmm. It's time for doing.
That's right. That's right, man.
So if you don't know what to do,
mm-hmm.
go register.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, mm-hmm. and go vote.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. To God be. I want to talk a little bit, if you would. Thank God. Amen. For Dr. Green, who shared with us.
Yes.
Thank
indeed.
God for. Amen. Those that are here
Amen.
With us in this hour,
mm-hmm.
Thank you, St. Matthew, for supporting the call.
Amen.
What a blessing, even though, Reverend Green, you were right. You say, do we need to put a call out? And I said, no, the call went out right. I didn't get the call, but it went out right. I know it went out right. Real, it didn't go out right. Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them are in Bible study right now.
That's right. That's
over
right.
in Maranatha.
Yeah.
Called in God. Jessica just made it. She waving.
That's all right. That's all right.
My daughter had to go to work. She said, yeah, I got the call out.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't tell me exactly what it was. I didn't get to call her. But I knew what the paper was clear, so how the ever, to God be the glory.
That's all right.
Amen. To God be the glory. Let's look at the text. Amen. I keep messing with my pad. I'm trying to work that. I'm going to stand and teach for a few moments.
All right.
Can I just do that?
Yes, sir.
My voice is a little bit heavy.
That's all right.
Amen. And this weather messes with me. And I don't complain because all summer long, you know, y'all be struggling with this pollen and this dust and this mold, and I just keep right on going.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, when it gets a little cool and a little damp, it'll mess with you.
Mercy.
And
mercy.
Especially at nighttime.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that's about. My old people hadn't showed me how that worked yet. They taught me a lot of things, but maybe it was when I was growing up, I used to sleep under the covers too much, whether it was hot or cold. y'all know how that was, though. Just Black history.
Yeah.
Man, we slept under the covers because thank you. You're a mosquito.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Louisiana mosquitoes don't take vacation.
Right?
All right.
And I'm still here by the grace of God because my dad was mosquito dope the whole house. I know young people don't know what that means, mosquito dope. You know the thing they put in there, they pour in there, they put it under the bed, over the bed, up in the corner, all that. Yeah. I'm here by the grace of God.
Yes.
I don't know what I inhale, but yeah, we just knew mosquito dope.
Mosquito dope.
Yeah, black flag. Yeah. But God kept us.
Yes, He did.
Amen. That's a simple word from the Lord. I'm gonna add to it just a little bit, but that's a simple word. I'm gonna use your scripture that you gave. It's 1 Corinthians. If you have it in your Bible, chapter 15, verse 10. If you don't have your Bible, I ask that you would keep your Bibles with you, even if it has small letters like mine, and you have to look over there at it and focus on it. It's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep your Bibles with me. Why? Because the reality is, sometimes that person up preaching, teaching, may be telling you what he think, and not what God said.
All right. Oh, Lord,
it happened.
And this is something I'm serious about. And we don't always sound as good as people want us to sound, but it has nothing to do with the sound.
Come on.
That's right.
Power is not in how melodious one may sound.
All right, God.
But it is in the authorized word of God.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, God said that His word would never fail.
Yeah. Right.
He didn't say my singing voice wouldn't fail.
Yeah.
He didn't say, as Paul said, I didn't come to you with all of these big words, but I came in power and authority.
Amen.
That's where the change is at. Amen.
That's right, man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I'm going to talk about this grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's in, if you will, it's verse 10 that you have. Mm-hmm. But let me just read verse 9.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says, for I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church.
Yeah, right.
I ran them down.
Yeah.
I drug them out of the church.
Mm-hmm.
I watched them get stoned.
Yeah.
I did that.
My.
I didn't just sit on the corner. I did that.
Yeah.
And I did it in the name of God.
Yeah.
I had letters in my hand who gave me authority to do it.
I hear you, God.
Yeah, and then he says in verse 10,
but
by the grace of God,
yes, sir,
I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
All right.
But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
Yes.
And you may be seated in the presence of God.
Yes.
Then he closes in verse 11 and says, therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe.
Uh-huh.
Allow me in this time to say to you that Paul, who writes to us, is dealing with issues in the church, and the reality is he's pointing to Christ, and I'm going to run through this, and he's trying to get us to get busy, to get focused in doing the work of God.
All right, all right.
The more I read 1 Corinthians, and I get there in just a moment, it's just four of the things I want to bring out in the text. The more I get to read Corinthians and 2 Corinthians and the book of Ephesians and Galatians, the more I come to understand, and I've heard it before, but sometimes, you know, it's good to keep hearing it and God showing it. When the church is busy doing what the church does, there's less challenge and confusion.
Come on, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
In
right
the church.
Stay that.
Yeah, y'all walk with me.
Uh-huh.
When the church is focused on who called it and its call and its purpose, then there's less challenges to deal with within the body of the church.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all walking with me.
Yes, sir.
I need you to hear me, but lest you think I use that word esoteric. Mm-hmm. That big word, we like that when we say they, them, you know, others, and it, you know, it's far reaching. It's not me.
Uh-huh.
But how many know that you and I make up the church?
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
We're the ecclesia. We're the one that's called out of and into for God. And we have to work. We have to know that whenever we hear about the challenges of the church, we're talking and God is talking about us.
Amen.
But Paul helps us in his writing, and I want to walk through this for a moment to see that when we are truly committed, dedicated, sold out to God, God can use us to do great things for Him.
Mm-hmm.
And right. When you're busy serving God, you have less time to fool with others. Anybody know what I'm trying to
yes,
say?
Yes, sir, man.
Let me see if I can help you. If I'm hoeing my garden and trying to keep the weeds out, I ain't got time to hang out on the fence and have a conversation. I'm talking to everybody in here. When I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, there's less likelihood that I get caught up with the enemy and his fiery darts and cause trouble in the church.
Not on.
Now, let me help you with this. Paul sets this up in 1 Corinthians. Y'all got to know that Paul got word that there was some trouble in Corinth.
That's right.
This church that we talk about, word had gotten back to Paul, if you will. Chloe and them had said, we got some problems, so let's call the one who helped get this church started, Paul. He spent some time and hung out with them and preached and loved on them, encouraged them. But he says, I got a call, and I got to go over and check out this call on my missionary journey. I can't stay here. And so he said, and he went on his journey, and he continued in his work. But you got to know that this church kept growing.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And in the church growing, what you got to understand is that this was a church called out of a, watch this now, barbaric people.
That's right.
A church that was called out of a place where everything and anything goes. Y'all can walk with me.
Yes, y'all see that. Uh-huh.
This church was not a beautiful edifice set up with warning sign that says that if you're not a believing Jew, you can't come in. This is a church where everybody have been invited to come into God. Some was barbarian, Roman. Some was Grecian. Mm-hmm. Some were Syrophoenician. Yeah. Because whatever they were, they made their way to Corinth.
Yeah. Yes,
y'all can walk with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to talk about it.